No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing. Better than yours. No such thing. Better than yours. No such thing. No such thing. What's going on, world? Can you relate? Can you relate? Can you relate? Podcast.com. What's going on, Can You Relate community? What's crack-a-lacking? Hey, Dig, man, back for another incredible episode of the greatest podcast. Yeah, I said. Back for another incredible episode, man. To the speaking to the illest community there is, Can You Relate? Come on now. Is it a question? Can You Relate community? As I always say, I will put us up against anybody. Fact. Because I know what I represent, and if you guys are taking anything from the podcast, man, you're developing some tough skin, you're developing some, you know, some grit, some fight to you. You're just taking everything that, you know, that we've been using as an excuse, thing that has impeded us from reaching our full potential, or at least striving to reach our full potential. We taking it now and we're putting it in the gas tank. So that's what Can You Relate community represents, man. Represents that fight. And I'll put us up against any community because we tough, man. We're tough. We've been through some things. Like, for real, right? We've been through some things and we continue to go through some things, guys. So, oh, man, I truly can believe in this community. I believe in you guys, what you're doing, what you represent. I know you're being productive every single day. I know you are. I know you're trying to win the day every single day. Man, that's going to take you to unbelievable heights in your life. It's going to take you far. It's going to be what pushes you in the bad times when things seem dark and gloomy. Take everything that you feel like has held you down, and that's your fuel right there. No more. We're done with it. We're done, right? No more, man. So Can You Relate community, man, I just want to take this moment right now to thank you all big time. Like what you do for me, knowing that there are people out there that listen to me, knowing that there are people out there that they look up to me. They rely on me for leadership. They rely on me for focus, guidance. It forces me to better myself so I can take my game to the next level. And if I'm taking my game to the next level, God, I promise you that's when I'm about adding value and getting you all to take your game to the next level, take your life to the next level. I don't want to see anyone losing. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of everywhere I turn around and so many places, you know. I'm from the city of Chicago, man. It's poverty all around, guys. Even you can't even go downtown. It's far worse down there. And so if I can put myself in a better situation to where I can help others, come on now. Come on now, whatever that takes. Right now, I don't have the money to just be dishing it out and building homeless shelters and doing all the incredible things that I want to do. I don't have it right now. So I have to use what I have. And that's my voice, and that's my knowledge, and that's my grit, and that's my fight to go out here and make sure that I'm chasing excellence myself, and I'm encouraging others to chase excellence as well, right? So that's what it's about, man. That's what I have to use, Can You Relate community. Man, what you guys give me, what y'all do for me, I haven't met a lot of you people that's listening to the podcast right now. I haven't met you, but I know for a fact that there are people out there. And because of that, I have to get up out of bed every day and do something, anything, a podcast, a chapter in a book. You understand what I'm saying? Some positive thoughts, some meditation, write something down. I have to do something every day. I can't lose a day, man, because life is precious. Time is short. Woo. You better get going. So, I thank you all for pushing me. I thank you all for what you have given me. I thank you all for what you provide for me. I thank you all for listening. And if this is your first time listening, cold segue. But no, if this is your first time listening, man, make sure you subscribe, all right, to my website so you can receive that email notification every time I upload. For my iPhone users, check me out on iTunes, Can You Relate Podcast. All right, make sure you hit that button, man. I need you guys to hit that button, man. Let's become an army, man. Let's become the Can You Relate army. Yo, make sure you hit that button. All right, if you're listening to me on iTunes, man, if you got the Android in your hand, Yo, check it out. Can You Relate is on the Google Play Music app. Make sure you download and subscribe and share and tell and, you know, talk about it, you know, during the holidays. Make sure you guys talking about Can You Relate, telling some people. I truly appreciate it. And email me as well, man. ChrisWPodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, you like the show, don't like the show, whatever the case. You just hit me up, all right? Truly appreciate it. So what's been going on, Can You Relate community, man? It's been a while since we last chopped it up. But we've been working. We definitely have been working, guys. So look, so Can You Relate? So I might not like post every day or post every other day, you know, record a podcast every other day or something like that. But as I just stated before, that does not mean that I am not working. All right. Like, you have to be working. I mean, it's the smallest things. I promise you, I am far more intelligent from the last time you heard me on my podcast to now. I can assure you that, because you know what I've been doing? Like I just said, I've been reading, studying, posting, building the Can You Relate brand, working, planting seeds, putting it out there. All right. So it's not like, oh, yo, he did a podcast. You know, he's working on Can You Relate. He did something for Can You Relate. No, hell no. Every day, we trying to win. Every day. If I wake up and I have my sanity and I am physically and mentally able to do something that will better me somehow, some way, I promise you, I do that. Like I said, even if it's 10 minutes, man. 10 minutes. Read a chapter. Read two sentences in a book. Get something in. You're chasing the best version of yourself. And we have to be honest and know that when we look in the mirror, that we are not quite there yet. We are not the best versions of ourselves. We're not what we can truly be. We have to make sure we're on that path. So I might not post every single day, but I'm working. You understand what I'm saying? You might not post what you're working on every single day, but I know you guys are working. So, you know, just keep up the good work, man. Just keep grinding and putting forth that effort. And we're just, you know, we're just trying to just take everything, whatever we're doing, to the next level. Look, guys, I've been doing Can You Relate for 2 years now. 2 years. October 16th, 2015 is the first day I think I dropped that podcast. The beginning. I've been working on Can You Relate for 2 years. And it has grown. Of course, you know, like, I want it to be instantly. I wish that, you know, the very first podcast I dropped, you know, it did 10 million views. Of course you want that, you know, but that's just instant gratification that just plagues everyone. So many of us, you know, we want things like yesterday. I'm just learning that, you know, I have to have patience. But I've been doing this for 2 years, man. I've been grinding. I haven't made $0.01 off of Can You Relate. I spend money. I spend money with the production, the hosting for my website. Yeah. So, I mean, if we're looking at it from a business standpoint, I'm in the red, but that's okay. Because this year right here has been the year of elevation. And I kid you not, guys. I kid you not. Was headed to New Orleans. I encourage you guys to check out New Orleans, man. Incredible food. Unbelievable food. Sitting by the window. I always like the window seat. Sitting by the window. And I looked out. And I'm just looking at the sky and everything. And I took a picture. So my caption that I put when I posted it was, 2017 will be the year of elevation. I kid you not. 2017 will be the year of elevation. That's exactly what I put. And that's exactly, Can You Relate? That's exactly what it has been for me. 2 years I've been putting in this. And you like, man, you ain't made no money. You ain't did this. But what I receive, what I have been receiving as far as the feedback has been unbelievable. I have people that text me, they call me, they hit me up. They're always complimenting me. They're always saying, like, man, I like the podcast, you know, stuff like that. Like, my sister called me, right? Shout out to my baby sister, man, Latiera. She is an undefeated lawyer. Is that not excellence at like one of the highest levels? She's undefeated. Her case, her first case was dismissed. She won. They did. Look, she was so prepared. They like, look, we don't even want to bother. We don't even want to bother. Just throw the case out. We're done. She won her first case, man. Salute to you, sis. Super proud of you. But just something like her, she called me. And she was like, bro, I was about to send you a text message. But I realized I needed to call you. I had to call you to tell you to keep going. Like our generation, they need this. We need this. I feel like, you know, you can spread that message. Priceless. That's elevation. That is no money. That's no money. I didn't receive a check. What I received by hearing that is more than anything that money can bring for me. That's elevation, guys. I'm not just looking at the bank account. I'm looking at how the seeds that I've planted out into the universe, how it's coming back to me. It's good fortune. Like I said, I got people that look up to me, that hang on me. That's why I get up and I grind it out. That's why I make sure that, okay, see, you got people that are watching. You got people that need to hear your message. You got people that need to hear your story. That's why I encourage you guys all the time. Someone needs your story. Someone needs that. Whatever it is, your talents may be, whatever your thoughts may be, whatever your dreams may be, you can possibly change someone's day by just doing. If you into magic and you might catch somebody angry walking down the street, you do a couple magic tricks for them, I promise you put a smile on their face. You have made a huge difference. You have to start looking at life like that. How can you be of service? How can you be of service? And all of the other things will follow you. So when I get the compliments, when people tell me they looking up to me, when people tell me that they proud of me, when I get phone calls, when I get text messages, when I get emails, when I look around at the people that I spend time with, that I'm around, and I look at how I've added value to them, how I see their progression, how I see their growth. And look, there's not one person around me that's just a flat out bum. I cannot allow it. I cannot allow it. If we've talked or text and I've never once encouraged you, make sure you email me chriswpodcast@gmail.com. I'll wait on it. There will be crickets. Guaranteed. There will be crickets because I make sure that I am always trying to encourage people to do something. I make sure that I am always trying to add value. And that for me, more than money itself, seeing others be better people, citizens, seeing people be better, seeing people be more intelligent, seeing people have more resolve and fight about them, seeing people be more determined, seeing people have a vision, going after something, accomplishing something. And we all come from this fucked up way of life, right? All these excuses that was given to us, and yeah, we black and we ain't got the father, and we own food stamps and we give food stamps. Look, I just want to tell the people, stop thinking you're killing the game because you don't have food stamps, but you are buying people food stamps, okay? You are in the same boat. There's nothing special about you. I get so tired of seeing people post statuses talking about, I ain't on food. Look, let me tell you something. You might be in a worse situation because you caught all the way in the middle. You caught all the way in the middle. Right. You make too much money to get food stamps, but you don't make enough to support yourself. So you need those. So stop playing yourself, man. Make sure y'all are self-assessing before you know, you get on social media and you make fools out of yourselves. But that's what we represent. That's where I come from. I'm familiar with the paper food stamps, guys. 100. I'm familiar with the paper food stamps, but everything that has been stopping us, man, we're going to take that and we're going to use that as fuel. No more. We're done with it. You can have that. We don't want any more parts of it. Right. So that for me, the compliments and stuff like that, that's elevation. That has been elevation. Can you relate, community? I promise you, every single time. And the cherry on top is I've watched my follower count grow. I've watched more people subscribe to the podcast. I've watched, you know, all the analytic parts about the whole show. That's the cherry on top. That's the cherry on top. That just comes with the game. Is it not? When you putting out a great product, when you putting out a quality product, when you are inspiring others, that's the cherry on top. Just seeing it grow. The priceless version, the best part, are the compliments, are the people that look up to you, are the people that love what you're doing, are the people that you offer some type of motivation to, some type, even if it's for the moment. If I could just make you go, yo, I've done my part, you know, because a fixed mindset is a terrible thing. If I can just get you guys to just be open and just embrace the small wins like I've been embracing, that has fueled me. Oh, man, your life will go to the next level. I can assure you it will. So 2017 has been a year of elevation. So can you relate? We have big news, okay? That's why I wanted to drop this podcast, man. It's like 2 a.m. or something like 2:30. That's why I wanted to come out here and drop this podcast. It's big, man. So I was contacted by a gentleman named Bo, right? He has a podcast himself. Told me he would like for us to collaborate on a podcast. He has a podcast. It's called I Say This to Say That. Make sure you go check him out. You know why? Because we collaborated on a podcast. Elevation 2017. No money, no check, no money deposit into the account. no commas, no private jets. Just grinding in the red, spending my own money, taking every dime that I can possibly spare, put it into this, and we're growing. So not only do I receive the compliments and the great feedback, that's one. But guess what? Now, can you relate? I've just done my first interview with a fellow podcaster that's also on iTunes, that's grinding, that's building his brand. I just collaborated for the first time. Elevation. 2017 has truly been the year of elevation. It truly has, man. And guess what? I've done nothing special but work my ass off. That is it. I've done nothing different but just simply work. The focus has changed. The priority has changed. I've just been busting my ass. So many seeds have been planted out there because if I'm not recording or working on Can You Relate, as far as the audio go, I'm trying to get content together. I'm reading. I'm learning from the greats. I'm studying the greats, right? I'm so aware that I'm paying attention. I'm acknowledging the things that are keeping us down, that's keeping us out. I'm acknowledging that, and that is fueling me. I want to be the change that I wish to see. Why am I about to rely on others when I have a sound mind? I have an able body physically. I can go out here and become what I need to become so I can see the change that I wish to see. It's just dope because I get to get on the microphone and like give you guys this and have you all join in because, you know, there are strength in numbers, quality numbers, right? It's not just about quantity. I don't want 1 million people are on the fence. Give me the 100,000. That's all in. That's committed. We're going to slaughter the million people that's like, I don't really know. Give me 100,000 people that's like, let's go get it. So 2017, I collaborated for the first time. I did my first interview because this gentleman wanted to reach out to me. You know why? Because I had something, guys. I have something that he wanted to talk about. He's not hitting me up and saying we should collaborate on a podcast if I don't have a podcast. If I didn't start it, if I didn't take the first step, chriswpodcast@gmail.com. This is huge. This is a huge win, not just for me. This is a huge win for you guys, because you see that it's possible. And I always tell you, you have to look. I'm sorry, it sucks. But the more successful you become, the more you are going to make people believers. Because as Bo and I was discussing on the podcast, I was talking about one of the questions. Well, I think I kind of posed him the question, right? Did I? I can't remember, man. I'm going to make sure you guys check out that podcast. But I asked the question. I think I made the statement like, it's unfortunate that we think being excellent is corny. This is the statement that I made. It's unfortunate that we think striving for something other than attention is corny. How is it corny to own your own shit? How is it corny to be versatile? How is it corny to be insightful? How is it corny to be intelligent? Do I need to go on? So we kind of discussed that and we got into it. I would definitely want you guys to check out that podcast. You know, I'm not going to give you too much, man. I say that to say this, my man, King Bo. Yo, thanks, bro, for just giving me an opportunity. Thank you for listening. Like, yo, that guy I have to collab with, man. I'm a forever remember the person that gave me my first shot, right? I won't say first shot because I created my own court. But the person that saw something that wasn't afraid. This is the first person that has reached out to me about doing business, about collaborating, about networking. This is the first person, guys. The first person. Now, I've reached out to many of people and I haven't gotten really a lot of responses, and that's okay. But this is the first person that reached out to me. He saw something. He's like, yo, let's do this. I like this guy. And like, let's rock and roll. Staten Island. That's where my man from. Staten Island, New York. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? That's enormous elevation. No check, no money, no deposit. But when you have service, it comes back to you. Clearly, he liked what I was talking about, right? I don't think we want to put numbnuts on our show. He's trying to build his brand, too. Why he's going to bring in a numbnut? And the interview was incredible, man. Guys, I just want to tell you, keep chasing it because you have to make people believe by being successful. If you're trying to do something, you're trying to get people to buy into you, you're trying to get people to invest in you, have something. How the hell am I going to go to a bank and I'm talking about, you know, I need a $2 million loan and I come in there with no portfolio, no business plan, no report, no blueprint, no permits, whatever. Like I'm just like, yo, I just need $2 million because my idea is crazy. No, where's your foundation? I built my foundation in 2015, October 16th. From there, it's been brick by brick by brick by brick. For the longest, there were zero views, zero hits, zero subscribers. I was just talking to the cloud. Me and the cloud was just having a dope conversation, right? And then that thing just started jumping. And then we got one. And I was like, damn, I'm the man. Small win. I celebrated one view. I celebrated having two hits out the week. I celebrated having, oh man, I was getting a hit on the website, a hit to the podcast for 7 days. Excited, right? Small wins, guys. I was celebrating it. And I stepped out there and I said, don't know why, just felt it deep inside, man. I said 2017 would be the year of elevation, and it has been. And because I have continued to bust my butt, because I have continued to grind, because you have continued to grind towards whatever it is that you're doing, I promise you, I know that you've seen yourself get better. Get better. I'm not talking about bills or anything like that, guys. Yes, look, I'm still getting the bills. Like I said, they still hitting, they ain't stopping. I ain't just writing it off. I don't got the whole auto pay you dig set up. Well, I ain't even, yo, just set it up on auto pay. That, like, I'm good. I don't even need to see in that account. No, we not out here playing. I'm not out here making you believe something. We at ground level. I feel the same thing that you feel. I feel the same frustration that you feel. But I put that thing out there and I wasn't just trying to just chase that dollar. I just wanted to just be of service. I just wanted to add value. It's a priceless thing, man. I am successful. I have reached a form of success. You have reached a form of success. When you can look around and see that people have gotten better, and you've played a role in that. You've played, even if it's the smallest part, you've played a part in that. When my sis call and say stuff like that, when my family tell me that they're proud of me, when they say that they like the content, when my boys hit me up and say, yo, we digging it, when I have subscribers that's out in King, are you kidding me, bro? Come on, man. When I'm seeing people from different countries subscribe, compliment the show, and then I have my man King Bo Christ hit me up and say, yo, let's collaborate on the podcast. Elevation. So we put that thing together, man. The interview was great, guys. And I just want to tell you, keep grinding at whatever it is. 2017, there's still time left. Make it the year of elevation for you if you're just getting started. If you're just getting started, make it the year of elevation, because it's not how you start, it's how you finish, guys. If you've had such a terrible year and you like, I can't wait for this year to be over. If you've had such a terrible year, you can change that. You can change that. The biggest thing you can ever do in your life is make a decision to take your life to the next level. It's the biggest thing. It's the step that millions, that billions of people never make. You can be a part of the minority. You can be a trailblazer. You can be an example that you can say, look, maybe it's not corny to be a great person. Right? Maybe it's a good thing to be a good person. There are more opportunities for you. You can enjoy life better. Go after it. 2017 has been phenomenal. It has been phenomenal. Despite the notices, the bill collectors, I'm like, who the hell is this? Are they calling me from? Okay, that's Canada. Nope, not answering. Despite all of that, 2017 has been a year of elevation, man. Because I put something out into the world and I kept watering those seeds. And I'm seeing things sprout up. I'm seeing things come to life. I have seen the elevation. Literally, the chart on my analytics goes up. The trajectory is because I put it out there. This thing has grown. I've remained patient. I've remained faithful. I've remained committed to it. I want to see it through. And guys, can you relate, man? I am so excited about doing that interview. I am so freaking excited about doing that interview. I promise you I am, because you know what, man? It says a lot. It says that, damn, this shit really does works. It really does work to work at something, to have a dream, to have a vision. It really does work. And then it really does work to not care what people think and go after it. Really have action. Really just be crazy to them. You know, all these people that started something, they started these big enterprises. There were a lot of people in their circle that looked at them like they were crazy. What are you doing? Are you crazy? You seen The Pursuit of Happiness. What did his wife tell him? Are you crazy? Internship, we need money. He said, yo, I'm gonna do this internship and I'm gonna win it. And you know what she did? She left him. And you know what he did? He still went after the internship and he won it. Elevation. He didn't make a dollar. He was humiliated 90% of the time. Elevation. He took his life, he took his son's life to the next level. He pursued happiness and he freaking got it, man. If that shit doesn't get you like fired up, where you like, okay, it's no more wasting time. But 2017 has been a year of elevation. 2016 was the year of elevation. 2015 was the year of elevation. I just finally just wrote it out in 2017. That's why I've just done my first podcast, collaborated with my man. Thank you from me and the Can You Relate community. Bo, I thank you, bruh, for giving me that opportunity, for giving me that chance to let your people, East Coast, let them hear what I'm about. Let them hear what Can You Relate is about. Giving me your people ear. I truly appreciate that. You didn't have to do that. Because like I said, like we spoke about it, God. This doesn't sell. Right? Positivity doesn't sell. Right? Do you ever see it on the news? You see positive things on the news? Yeah. After you've heard 30 negative things, 25 people killed, 30 people killed, this happened, that happened. Oh, and by the way, such and such donated $5,000. Okay. All day long, we should have been talking about chance, donating that $1 million. All day long, that's what we should have been talking about. They talked about Chance the Rapper giving $1 million after they talked about how many people had got killed. Really? So thank you, bro, for doing this, man, because like I said, it's not quote unquote sexy. You know, it makes people uncomfortable when they're held accountable. But what is that going to bring you if someone holds you accountable? It will make you better. That's how I look around and I see that I know I intentionally add value to people. I want to make sure that I'm pushing them. I want to make sure that I'm telling them what they don't want to hear. It has made them better. Guys, chase elevation. Keep doing it. Whatever it is. Look, let me be your example. All that other shit might be far-fetched to you right now. Your enormous dream might be far-fetched to you right now. But appreciate that small win with me. I'm just like you. We just put this thing out there and I had a gentleman reach out to me and want to collaborate. I am so freaking proud. Man, I am proud of that moment. I am proud of all the moments I have received. All the great feedback that I have received. And I haven't made one red cent. But I guarantee you, I am more ecstatic than the person that gets up and make decent money and go to work every day and have an attitude every day. They can't stand their supervisor every day. I guarantee you, can't you hear it in my voice? You think that they can do it? They can come here and get on this microphone and be this ecstatic and do the... They be like, look, I ain't got time. My feet hurt. My back hurt. These mugs, they getting on my nerve. That they ain't got nothing to give, man. They can't give you that. Can you relate? What I'm trying to tell you is this, man. Your life elevated. Take it higher and higher and higher and higher. And the friggin' higher up you go, the bigger the elevator get. And you can bring more people with you. You ain't got to watch all this suffering and all this shit going on. Nah. What are you in control? Don't you want to be in control? So, Can You Relate? Big announcement, man. Wow. Wow, baby. What a big moment. I am going to get you guys that podcast. Like I said, it's by my man, King Bo Christ. I say that to say this. I don't know when he's going to drop it. But whenever he do, make sure you go over there. Make sure you check it out. And Bo, man, I appreciate you big time, bruh. I know you listen, because you know why, man? He subscribed to the show. I know you listening, man. I just want to tell you I appreciate you. And let's rock and roll, man. We linked up now, bruh. We linked up now, man. Let's keep grinding. You know, two brains are better than one. Two great positive attitudes is better than one. And remember, the quality over quantity. Yo, give me that 100,000 that's strong and committed, and we're going to make a difference, man, that we're going to be the change that we wish to see, guys. So, elevation, I love you. Can You Relate community, big moment, man, big freaking moment. I'm excited at 3 in the morning. I don't know, man, I might hit the gym right now. You know, I'm not going to be like some of the other people in posts looking crusty. I can't sleep. I ain't gonna be like that. I'm gonna be productive, man. I might go work out for a bit. It's about 3 in the morning, whatever it is. But yo, Can You Relate? I appreciate you guys, man. Keep grinding. Remember, we're gonna elevate. We're gonna take our lives to the next level. This is just the beginning of the next level that we have reached together. It's not just my stuff. It's our stuff. All right. Can You Relate Podcast.com. Thank you guys for listening. Be safe out there. One love. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing. Better than yours. No such thing. Better than yours. No such thing.